This weekend's attack is raising all kinds of questions about terrorist activity in Indonesia. On the line with us now to help sort through some of them is Bill Little, an Indonesia expert at Ohio State University. Professor Little, this group, Jamaah al-Islamiyah, who many people are pointing to as possibly behind the bombing, what do we know about Jamaah al-Islamiyah? Who are they?
Well, it's a very loosely organized group that appears to have connections with al-Qaeda. This was established earlier this year when a Kuwaiti named Umar al-Farouk was arrested by the Indonesian authorities and taken by the CIA to Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, where he was interrogated for several months. And he essentially described finally the connections between al-Qaeda and Jamaah al-Islamiyah, naming several individuals such as the spiritual leader, the cleric Abu Bakr al-Bashir, as having a connection with al-Qaeda. Mm-hmm. But it's a very small organization.
Now, in this case, as we heard just recently in the report, the cleric Abu Bakr al-Bashir is denying being behind in any way, has condemned, in fact, this bombing. Would one sign of being serious about dealing with the group be to arrest him?
Well, he's denied it, but that story wasn't complete. His denial said that the party at fault was the CIA. Indeed, many Indonesians share that view that the bombing was really carried out by the CIA because, in their view, it was the U.S. government that had the most to gain by putting pressure on the Indonesian government. It's really a fantastic, if not a crazy theory, but it's something that is very widespread in Indonesia today. But Abu Bakr Bashir himself probably ought to be arrested. There's probably enough evidence to do so now. But I think we have to remember, too, that the Indonesian government has tried to be very careful because Indonesia is now a democracy which is trying to establish the rule of law. And you can't just arrest somebody for no good cause, as the Suharto dictatorial government used to do quite regularly.
There's another man known as Hembali, who's believed to have helped organize the bombing of the USS Cole in 2000. He's known to have fled Indonesia. Is he also a suspect?
Right. He certainly is a major suspect. Indeed, when I first heard about the bombing, I thought, my goodness, this looks like just the pattern of previous activities that Hembali has been engaged in. But he disappeared. He left Indonesia some time ago, and nobody appears to know where he is at the moment.
You mentioned that Indonesia didn't want to appear to have been as dictatorial as it was during the regime of Suharto, but nonetheless, there have been multiple entreaties by Indonesia's neighbors to get serious about al-Qaeda, to share information, to receive intelligence. Do you think that Indonesia will be more receptive now?
Oh, yes, I think that they definitely will be. But I think we have to start with the background a little bit. I mean, both Malaysia and Singapore have internal security acts which have been in place for a very long time, which enable them to arrest people and preventively detain people for long periods of time. And the Indonesians used to do that also under Suharto. And so what they are really trying to do is to get themselves out from under that. And so there's really very strong democratic sentiment now, apart from any nationalist or Islamic anti-American feelings, very strong democratic sentiment that you ought not just to do that, especially at the behest of these quasi-dictatorial governments that still exist in Singapore and Malaysia.
What about the U.S. position? U.S. officials have voiced frustration. There's a consideration about giving aid to Indonesia.
Right. Well, I don't know about the economic aid. I would hope that the economic aid is not at all involved because those are really separate tracks. I mean, I think the United States government has a huge interest in seeing Indonesia prosper economically. And so the pressure that we apply ought to be applied elsewhere. And so far, it has been applied elsewhere. Yes, I think you're right that the United States government is very frustrated with the Indonesians at the moment, and I think rightly so. And I think over the last several months, there has been an attempt to apply even more pressure in hope that the President Megawati would be more cooperative. And actually, I think there have been some fruits of that in recent months, such as the arrest of al-Farouk in June, for example. But now we're waiting to see how Megawati will act in response to this event.
Thanks very much for speaking with us, Professor Bill Little of Ohio State University in Columbus, Ohio.